That bike ride up to the top of the hill you were talking about, or the ride, and then you got up there and there's hot dog vendor at the top.
Yeah.
You reminded me of something that's there's a joke that's been being told for as long as I've been alive, and I've been laughing at it, not knowing it was I was laughing at the first half. I didn't know there was a second half. So the guy starts telling me the joke, you know, and I figure, well, I'm not going to rain on his parade. I'm going to laugh just, you know, like I'd never heard the joke, even though I've heard it a million times, told it myself. So he starts telling the joke, and it's the one about the Zen Buddhist master who comes to the hot dog, comes to New York City. Mm-hmm. And he's walking around. He sees a hot dog vendor, and he thinks, oh, great. So he walks up to the hot dog vendor, and he says, make me one with everything. And I laughed because that's always where I've laughed before.
But he looked
at me like I'm nuts. And like, what are you laughing there for? And then he goes on. He says, so the hot dog vendor made the Zen Buddhist master one with everything and gave it to him. And the Zen Buddhist master gave the hot dog vendor a $20 bill. And the hot dog vendor took the 20 and put it in his change box and started to wheel his cart away. And the Zen Buddhist master says to the hot dog vendor, wait a minute, what about my change? And the hot dog vendor turns and smiles and says, change has to come from within.
Oh, I like that.
So it's a good mashing of both of those jokes. I've heard them both separate.
Yeah,
like
I never knew there was a second half.
Guy walks into a bar and he orders six shots of Cavassier, you know, Napoleon brandy, six shots of
Jeez.
It. Yeah, six. Neat. And he knocks him right down, back, you know, knocks him right back right now. Which angers the bartender because the bartender, like, he loves his drink, he loves his brandy, you know, and that's good quality stuff. So he gets mad, and he's, you know, he says to the guy, he says, what in the world are you doing? That's good brandy. You don't just knock that stuff back, that's sipping brandy. You get out of here. And the guy looks at him and he says, you know, if you had what I've got,
keep going, Jim.
You'd do exactly the same thing. And the bartender thinks for a second because, you know, what's this guy got? Some, you know, incurable disease or something? You know, what did I just say to this guy? I don't know what's going on. I stuck my mouth. He gets all embarrassed and flustered and you know, ashamed of himself, basically. And he says, and starts to apologize to the guy. I said, look, friend, I'm sorry. I had no right to talk to you like that. Here, have another shot. Have two more. He gives him two more Napoleon brandies on the house. They're on the house. The guy knocks him back. So there you go. I'm sorry, man. I have no right to talk to you like that. By the way, here, have another one. Give him another one there. By the way, if you don't mind me asking, and it's none of my business, so you don't have to tell me, but if you don't mind me asking, what have you got? The guy says, 50 cents.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah.
That'll work.
That'll work.
That'll work, yes.